have the other guys come up to you and ask, like, you know, what's it like being in a playoff game? Have they come to you for any advice and whatnot?
Not necessarily, but I mean, I did tell them that it was different, that the energy is different in this game, just in passing, not a big, you know, hoopla crowd or anything. Just as I'm talking to them, as the days are going on, just letting them know that the energy and the mode in the playoffs is different. And to just understand that, going into the game, and not be surprised by it once you once you're on the field.
Related,
Vic, Victor, what's your
reaction? Back in 2011, talk about how special that game was. You were going through a lot. You were expecting your first child, Kennedy, at that point. You reflect back now on how far you've come, and considering that it's probably her birthday around this point, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, her birthday's on Monday. She'll be five. Obviously, then she was, you know, wasn't even born yet. So that in itself shows me how much time flies and how much, you know, things change over a period of time. And my mode then was just trying to figure it out, trying to get through it, trying to understand what the playoffs with the Giants is all about. And now it's a little different. I kind of, you know, being played in a couple playoff games, winning a Super Bowl, you understand what it's like, and you just want to remind yourself once you get out there on the field. But the moment and that feeling is pretty special.
Victor, what's your reaction to our reaction about your off-day activities in Florida?
Not surprised. But as we move along, it's all about Green Bay now. We're already a couple of days removed from that. So Green Bay is the focus.
Mitchell, what about the weather? I mean, expecting single digits, how do you prepare for
that? Who cares? It's a playoff game. We don't care about the weather. It doesn't matter what that is. We're going out there to play a football game to win and to keep our chances of winning Super Bowl alive. So the weather isn't anything we're concerned about.
For all the fines for everything that people talk about with Odell, to see him achieve what he's done on the field with all those distractions, to be able to lock in, and even responses week to week, what does that say about how he's developing, not only as a player, but as a person?
It says a lot. It says, I mean, we're literally seeing this kid grow in front of our eyes. And for me as a teammate and, you know, being his brother is something that's been fun to watch. It's been fun to see him just, you know, hold it down, understand what's being asked of him, and continue to produce week in and week out. And it's something that, you know, I've helped him with, whether it's just saying words to him or talking to him about, you know, what's expected of him or how I view him in different regards. But it's something that it's been really fun to watch, and it's only going to get better from him.
Has he asked you anything in particular?
Nothing I can share with you guys.
Victor, on a related note, he mentioned Odell, you know, learning from you. You also have two rookies who are really contributing to the offense, and Paul Perkins and Sterling Shepard. What have you taught them, and how proud does it make you to see them succeed in the field? Now, you know, Shepard's got six touchdown passes here. Perkins just has first 100-yard game. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great. Obviously, for Perkins, who's a guy that's, you know, fought tooth and nail week in and week out to, you know, a chance to play, and he's done his due diligence, doing the scout team work, all the things that you ask out of a guy to pay his dues to get on that field. And Sterling has just been phenomenal. I mean, the guy just understands how to play football, and he's getting better week to week. And he has a bunch of questions as well. He's like a sponge. He just wants to ask and learn. And I'm the same way. I learn from those guys, whether it be visually seeing what they're doing on the field, you know, taking little things from them, and I'm sure it's vice versa. So, I mean, obviously, both of those guys we're going to need to make a stretch and make a run here in these playoffs. So I'm excited to have those guys playing at a high level.
Have you given any thought into if this is your last game with the Giants? Is that on your mind at all?
Nope, not at all.
Victor, when you look at the Packers secondary, which is pretty beat up, what do you see on film?
We just see, obviously, due to some injuries, some guys that aren't playing their natural positions and some guys that are, you know, just trying to figure it out and get through games and get through – you know, in a sound way to get through their defense and make plays and make things happen. So obviously we see that, and as an offense we want to do some things to combat that and make sure that we are prepared for whatever they throw at us and whatever guy's covering us, that we're able to win our one-on-one battles.
Is that something you guys can take advantage of, those guys playing out of their position?
I mean, of course, anytime that the guys are playing a position that they're not necessarily used to, is definitely something, an area that you want to look for and look at to try and get a leg up on the opponent. So, but those guys get paid to play too. So we understand that, and we just want to be able to pick our spots and be successful.
If you look at the film, Victor, what's the biggest difference that you can tell in the Packers defense from when you faced off with them in September to this week?
Just personnel. Obviously, due to some injuries, they got some different guys in there, but they're playing the same thing. I mean, they played the Lions, a lot of a lot of single high, a lot of press man and things like that. So we'll see if they keep that up with us. But for the most part, they're the same, you know, cover two team that we saw when we played them earlier this season.
Next season, milestones be in terms of first game back, first catch back, first all that kind of stuff. Is that going to be the same feeling you think when you walk on the field Sunday, just being back in the playoffs after all you've been through?
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a moment for me that, you know, I'll cherish forever. This entire year, this entire season was trying to, you know, do the impossible, or do all the things, all the guys out there, all the people that, you know, have microphones and have these newspapers and things like that writing about how hard it was going to be for me to come back, or potentially me never coming back. And to play 15 games this year and into the postseason to continue to play and still be playing at a high level, still be healthy and ready to go. I think it says a lot about not only myself but my teammates and my coaching staff having that belief in me, and it just says a lot about, you know, my work ethic and how much hard work I put into this game. And now I just want to continue to do what I'm supposed to do and hopefully win another Super Bowl.
Do you see some qualities in this team that you saw on the 2011 team that ended up winning a title?
Absolutely. For the most part, obviously, talent-wise, it's all there, but the biggest thing for me is the camaraderie. I think the friendships and the relationships on this team go beyond football. It's not just about what you see on the practice field. I think it goes off the field, and it'll live for years to come. So I think that's the biggest thing that I can relate the 2011 team to this one.
There was a report that on Monday there were drugs on this boat that you guys were on. Would you like to set the record straight about that this was clean fun? I mean, it's just... It came up in a video that there was Adderall on the boat, and there was a report that it was being offered to Sterling. I mean, could you set the record straight for us? What happened?
I'm just here to talk about the Green Bay Packers and the matchup that we got coming up this week on Sunday afternoon. And that's the only thing I'm worried about. I do. I think we're battle tested. I think we've been through some things that throughout the year after that game that has really set the standard and set the focus for this team. And I think that's one of the biggest keys for us going into this game, is understanding that we've been through some wars and now we're ready to go.